You're 981 2NM, and it's time to get in contact with our man in the north, our correspondent for Group 4 Rugby League, Jeff Newling. Newlo, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
How's the season been coming along so far? Some good footy?
Yeah, no, we've got a pretty good comp here. Nine teams and going along pretty well.
Well, we might just do a brief summary of each of the clubs. We'll start down the bottom with those Manila Tigers who have had, I think it's fair to say, a tough season so far.
They've come up into first grade for the first time in more than 20 years, and they're just going along fairly well. They've got good numbers, first and second grade, and good captain coach. Mitch Doring is probably in the top three, five players in the group, and a couple of others that go pretty well as well.
So they'll be able to stay up for next season and beyond? This is a long-term thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They'll definitely be up now.
The Werris Creek Magpies, I noticed they had a good win recently, although yep. They are still just above the Tigers at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, they came from 22-0 down last week to beat Moree. So that really reignited this season for them, really. And, it's all in front of them now.
The Gunnedah Bulldogs in seventh spot. Also, a bit of a surprise given how well they were going last year.
They had a bad run there for a while, but they've won their last two, so they're also on the way back up. The Gunnedah play competition leaders Norse on Sunday. That'll be a big indicator.
They'll know what they're about then.
Yep.
Yeah, those Narrabri Blues, again, a team that was going brilliantly last year, not so much this year.
Yep. They run into a lot of injuries, and they haven't named the same side twice in succession yet, but they've got some very handy players. If they can get them all back, they could make a late run, and that could start on today at home against Dungowan.
You've mentioned in the past about Narrabri, they can get affected by shift work.
Yeah, they've got a few miners, them and Boggabri, Gunnedah. They're all affected by the shift workers. That's been one of Gunnedah's big problems. They've had injuries as well as shift work.
The Boggabri Kangaroos are just above Narrabri in fifth spot. They seem to be travelling a bit better than they were this time last year.
They get along all right. They just had a lot of little silly errors creep into their game, and they've got a good side when they put it all together. And they led Dungowan last week 24-22 and just made a couple of errors and a couple of penalties and got beat. But they've got a big trip to Moree today, and yeah, that could be said a lot of things for both sides.
Well, Moree is in fourth position, just ahead of Boggabri. Now, it was only a few weeks ago you and I were talking about the Boers, and they were equal top, but they seem to have fallen from that pedestal.
Yep. Yeah, well, they're both on 14 points, and they're only Moree's just ahead on points for and against. So, as I said, it's a real, it's a huge game today at Boughton Oval, and Benny Williams just got to get his Boers back on track. As I said earlier, they led 22-0 against Werris Creek last week and just fell apart. And once again, they've got some good players. Got a couple that have come back this week, just talking to Ben, and so they're going to have a pretty handy side.
Mate, there's not a lot between the top three teams. Katingal Moonbi Roosters are in third spot. They seem to have been travelling pretty well this year.
Yeah, they're going well. They had a good win last week. Ethan Parry, who did play NRL with Parry, scored four tries for him.
And
he's some good form the last 3 weeks. And a few of their other players, their forwards, they've got three big props. Ryan Kelly Payne, an 18-year-old bloke, he's scored 100-metre tries and yeah, going great guns for him. And you've got Chris Fidler and Jackson Brookman. They've probably got the best big man rotation in the comp.
Which is important in country rugby league. And now one particular club that, well, actually they could be on top of the table because they've had more victories this year than anybody else, but because of the for and against, they're in second spot. Dungowan Cowboys, who are a revelation compared to last year.
They are. They've won eight in a row. I think they had won the Wooden Spoon last year.
Yeah.
They've got a real good mixture of youth and experience and some very handy experienced players like Brett Jarrett, who played Greater Northern Tigers. He's up there with the best forwards in the group. And then you've got some young kids killing them and just getting better with each game. 5'8", Ethan Ansekel's he played Greater Northern Tigers juniors, and fullback Trent Taylor, the same. They're just really good kids, and blending in with a lot of other good attacking players. Tavita Pacelli, the flying Fijian, we call him, and Brandon Parry, a young winger from Bingra, Liam Mack. He scored 4 tries last week too.
Wow.
They're just going really well under the co-coaches, Sean Ferguson and Luke Taylor.
And a club that is pretty used to being on top of the table is there at the moment, the North Tamworth Bears.
They're like that, was it Berger Paints? They just keep on keeping it. Rolf Harris, although I suppose...
probably not a connection they'd enjoy, but yes.
No, that's right. I just thought probably the wrong person to speak about. But anyway, they're just killing it at the moment. And Scotty Blanche, their captain, sort of his move from 5'8 to hooker about a month ago. And he's just an outstanding form. He's one of the co-leaders in the best and fairest with Katingle hooker, Kurt Hartman. So they've got a few good Fijians as well. Some good young blokes coming through, a young back rower, Jake Frost. He's been just picking up, going better and better every week. And they've just got a really good, solid side. Sparked by Blanchy. They're just, as I said, they just keep on keeping on. Yeah, playing at that good standard, quick speed, and putting the other sides under pressure, holding the ball and playing their sets out.
Nuolo, with a third of the competition to go, there's 6 rounds including today before we get to the finals. If I put you on the spot and said, who do you think would make the grand final at this point in time, who would be your tip?
At this point in time, it'd be probably North Tamworth and Katingle.
Yeah, right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if that's the way it plays out. We'll keep an eye on the scores as always, and we'll always keep you up to date with our friend in the north there, Jeff Newling. Nuolo, thanks very much for the update as always.
No worries, Andrew.